We are looking skywards. Mel Steiner from the Royal Motor Yacht Club. Mel, can you give us a quick weather report? Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Well, it's overcast. We've had a couple of really heavy showers pass through. I looked at the radar and there didn't seem to be too much behind it, but I believe the forecast for the weekend would include some showers as well. There's a change coming through, I think probably tomorrow sometime, and that'll bring some showers with it and maybe an increase in the wind early on Sunday morning, if the forecast is correct, that is.
Yeah, turning around to the south, the Heaven Can Wait Yacht Regatta this weekend. Look, it's been a lot of planning and it's a great cause because we're raising funds to the Hunter branch of the New South Wales Cancer Council. How have all the preparations gone and how is it, weather aside, looking for the weekend?
It's always a panic at the last stage because, you know, you get people who turn up on the day and want to enter the race and, you know, of course, you've got to account for all of those and do all the entry processing and entry fees and make sure they've got all the right safety checks and things like that. So it's always a little bit of a panic at the end, but we've got about, we're estimating somewhere between 60 and 70 boats will start in the regatta. Most will do what's called the one-lap dash, which is a race around the lake. It's 31 nautical miles all the way around the lake, going from Spears Point right down to Mannering Park and taking up the breadth of the lake as well. So 31 nautical miles all the way around, and the fast boats can do it in maybe two or three hours, and the slower boats might take up to 6 hours to do it. But we're expecting somewhere between 60 and 70 boats all up that will participate.
Well, that's a pretty good flotilla. That's a good thing. But if you do want to be a part of it, what's the latest you can enter?
We take entries up until tomorrow morning, which is the race starts at 11 o'clock tomorrow. We have a crew briefing at 9:30. So if you had an entry in before 9:30 in the morning, we wouldn't knock it back because, as you pointed out, it is a charity regatta and we're raising money for the Cancer Council New South Wales or the Hunter branch thereof. And so we'll take entries as late as 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and that's a good thing as well. So, look, it's a great thing if you've got a boat and you want to be a part of it. And we keep saying it's raising funds for the Hunter branch of New South Wales Cancer Council. And unfortunately, yeah. Mel, you'd probably share in the same sentiment. If there's not someone directly involved in our lives or personally involved, you don't have to go too far to find someone who has been affected by cancer.
Oh, you're dead right. I mean, my wife's been in that situation. Some of our crew have been in that situation. So they all know what it means and what the benefits of the program that we support offer. So, I encourage everybody to get involved. And even if you can't get in the race, you know, there's still a lot of fundraising work that takes place. We've got raffles with some great prizes and people can help sell tickets. So, get involved in whichever way you can. And also remember that you know, the Heaven Can Wait Regatta is part of a wider activity on the lake over the next week, which is called Wakefest, which is a celebration of aquatic activity on the lake. A lot of different clubs and charity associations involved in organising that. For example, Rotary involved with the Paddle Fest at Spear Point.
Yeah, Toronto Sunrise, yep.
Yeah, you guys get to, I know you're already heavily involved in that. There's the Classic Boat Fest at Rathmines. There's a two-day regatta out of Lake Macquarie Yacht Club that runs midweek. We've got a open Friday Twilight that runs out of the Wanji Amateur Club on Friday. And these are all events that in some way raise money in support of the Hunter branch of Cancer Council, New South Wales.
A lot of hard work by a lot of people behind the scenes. And, of course, yeah, next weekend it's the 11th year of Paddle Fest, which is fantastic. So well done to Toronto Sunrise. Scouts always get involved. Look, it is pretty much a week and a bit of everything nautical. Mel, we're expecting a great event for you. Thanks very much for your time. And just take your brolly, yeah?
Bring your brolly.
Thanks, Mel. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, there are so many great things happening. If you can't be a part of it, make sure you donate because a lot of people work very, very hard for these events. And as we said, next weekend, Paddle Fest, the 11th year. And if you love being out in the water, kayak, stand-up paddleboard, all that, we'll give you some more details of that next week. 14 to midday.